Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
We're grateful we can even maintain this American tradition. Depending on your point of view, we have a lot to be thankful for. The nation stands as a whole. It is still possible to vote for some. We are not at war, ignoring the confusion in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. We can still watch television. Do it now, because if the FCC passes what it threatens, few of us will be able to afford the fees to watch. The stock market is irrationally high for those who can afford to invest. The Seventh Fleet in the Pacific is still riding the waves rather than under them. We're grateful Congress cannot pass a bill. We do not know if Mike Pence is smarter than our dear one. We do not know what Mike Pence knows. American consumers will spend billions today on Black Friday. Credit card companies have never been so flush. Their customers are another matter entirely. Puerto Rico survived. To our knowledge, Mike Pence has not exposed himself to anyone other than his wife. Plus, internationally, Russia has never been so happy. The rest of Europe is simply morose. Spain, Germany, and Greece. The U.S. is out of the regime change business. There may be exceptions to this. Spain, Germany, and Greece. The U.S. is also out of the foreign aid business, if we exclude Israel. Once again, coffee has been judged a health drink. The NFL has a half-life of a dozen years. Alexa can do many wonderful things, but she cannot keep you alive. We are also grateful that we have clean water and clean air with a bunch of new additives. Organic farming is an oxymoron. Like the best parts of U.S. history, the opioid crisis hardly exists. The Keystone Pipeline has ruptured only once. It hasn't even opened. There is no middle class in America. You have it or you don't. The GOP's big tent includes Mitch McConnell, Steve Bannon, Ryan Zinke, Jeff Sessions, and Rudy Giuliani. We do not yet know whether Mike Pence is smarter than Ted Cruz. Elephants have a half-life of one more year. The public zeal for health care worked. Without a middle class, who needs a tax cut? We're grateful Alabama is not where we live, and that Jared Kushner is so modest. And no matter what the news, we're grateful to be awake and standing. The more we eat, the better kale tastes. Puerto Ricans will salvage their island, whether dear one wants this or not. Science, technology, and medicine are still determined to pull rabbits out of hats. Bless them. The price of solar panels is shrinking. Roy Moore, Donald Trump, Harvey Weinstein, Charlie Rose are obviously popular. May we find out why? It's not size, it's not suavity, it's not generosity and gentleness. Black like me and me too are neither one walking softly nor carrying small sticks. Good for them. La La Land didn't win the Oscar, but it deserved to. We're grateful for the press, all of it, the sleazy and the admired. And we're especially thankful that the fires and dissatisfactions of our voters are burning still, whether in Virginia and New Jersey or Alabama, Chicago or St. Louis, on military maneuvers and in the Gulf of Aden. There are very healthy signs that parts of America can still adhere and work together for the common good. Every stone overturned by the press brings us more information and helps us plan to forge ahead and change. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.